Hello, time travelers, and welcome back to the Agent Journey podcast. You are about to listen to the continuance of chaos. Welcome to the Red Bridge cast. We kind of started talking before we decided to make this into a bit of a post show, so we just go straight into conversation. So this is both an introduction and a warning. So I hope you enjoy the journey.
Also, Tanya, I have questions and I need answers. Like, what the frick is up with Will having multiple powers or whatever?
Well,
you all got
multiple powers.
We did?
Because I wanted you all to have more stuff to do.
And I didn't even get to use... Oh, we got to use one. Because I feel like and that didn't do shit. And I wanted to try and heal people. I couldn't even do that either because no one would let me
Okay. Let's take a second, everyone. Deep breath. I'm gonna do a quick intro for this. And then we can talk a little bit more. I do have specific questions, and then I will kind of open it up for you guys to ask questions and talk with one another. Okay, so real quick. Hello, time travelers, and welcome to the first episode of The Aftermath, the pre-planning and post-show segment of the Aging Journey podcast. For our first episode, we are chatting with our... four cast members of our inaugural campaign. We actually began recording this campaign, I think like in April, I believe, with like the session zero, and it is now August, and we just wrapped up the final episode. So I know we have a lot to talk about. If you've listened to the final episode at this point, you will also have a lot of questions. So to start though, I want to ask everyone the same question before we go into a little bit more about like the finale. And I want you to kind of think back to the whole entire season, because this is a wrap show for the whole season. So that might be a little bit difficult, but particularly with this question, what was your favorite part of the entire season? It can be like a plot point. It can be like an individual decision. It could also be like something that your character did or another character did. Like, the options are limitless. Just when it comes to your mind of like that whatever that was, it was amazing or I love that. What was your favorite part of the entire season? Let's start with Willows or Bix, since you're raring to go.
I will fight everyone. But riot. I loved the riot. I loved causing a riot in during the first day of school. Even though I ended up getting killed.
Yeah, it was a very interesting I don't know if I would call it a riot. It was more of like a tree climbing movement.
It was a strange movement that she didn't even try to start. It kind of just happened. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a demonstration.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And you weren't even there, like your character wasn't, but you kind of really really affected some people that day. So it's interesting.
I'm really curious if the tree climbing kids that you've introduced now, if they've like applied some sort of philosophy to what happened,
they probably have.
Have I managed to get a cult going for tree climbing?
No, we've already done a cult. We don't need another one.
No. This will be great. We just need to sacrifice a few people. It'll be great.
We just need to sacrifice the apples. We're sacrificing apples. Exactly. That's what we're doing.
I'm
God of the cult.
That's how cults start. So, you know, gotta be careful there. Okay, well, what about you, Normal? What was your favorite part of the entire season?
I have to think back on that for a second. Give me a second and I'll think through.
All right, let's move on to M then.
I really enjoyed the kind of weird relationship between Juke and Caleb, Because coming into this game, it didn't really establish anything except that they kind of hung out together. But then when we got the, like, pushing down their feelings and getting into trouble instead, and, like, eventually, like, having to talk about stuff, and the way I loved just Caleb's response to that whenever it was, like, walking home from the Battle of the Bands, that I think all of that was really great.
Yeah,
who needs therapy when you've got crime?
We do not follow that philosophy. I'll put a disclaimer.
They did pretty much.
Yeah,
disclaimers will be at the end of the show.
Trig and M don't, but Caleb and Juke, 100%.
Bad behavior, good storyline.
Exactly.
Bad behavior, good storyline. Back to you, Normal. What's your favorite part?
I definitely enjoyed / hated when you pulled out Jimmy's mom for some random reason.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was mean. But it was good.
What was your thought there? Like, because that there was a lot actually happening in that scene. There was there was a moment there where I don't think it was very clear whether you were like kind of tripping essentially, or if what was happening was real, or if it was like a part of like your power. Like it's real ethereal. Like, is this a dream or is this not a dream? Which I played a lot in this entire game. But why was it your favorite essentially?
I like emotions in games. And so I think it's cool to give players and their characters an opportunity to express emotion. I don't know if I did it well, but in that scenario, it was like, ooh, Jimmy is feeling a lot in this moment because this is not a good thing, but also good, but not really.
Yeah, I think you played it well. It was a complicated situation that it would have been, I mean, you all kind of came across really difficult, confusing, complex, like, situations where the appropriate emotional response was, what? Like, it's just kind of like a processing, kind of like a, I don't know how to feel right now, which is, you know, totally normal and valid. And I like that you guys did that. Yeah. that's high school thing. Trig, what was your favorite part of the season?
Well, aside from what Juke mentioned earlier, or M, God, I can't keep calling you guys by your characters. It's going to get weird. aside from what M mentioned with, like, the whole conversation into crime, which I really did love, I think I actually really liked two parts. One was those times when both Caleb's character and Willow's character snuck around in the mall. That felt like a lot of fun. It felt almost like a video game in sorts, which was a really fun moment. And also the Apple Nuns. Not like the cult, but calling our band name the Apple Nuns. I really love that because as much as Juke was just thinking, oh yeah, that's a cool name, Caleb was like, oh yeah, that's threatening. They have to acknowledge us now. It's going to be great. And then both of them just became so popular from it. To the point where he was just, I think he was just kind of impressed with Juke's choices there.
Yeah, yeah, that was fantastic. Really love when the players really just create the plot points all on their own. Like, I really don't have to do anything, you know? I'm like, perfect, yeah, you call yourselves the Apple Nuns real loudly in a public area. That sounds great.
That's my thoughts on that.
What was that question? Sorry.
Oh, no question, just commentary.
Oh, okay. I'll also answer that question. My favorite part of the season was actually a little earlier in the season when Willow, where I created that dream of Willow's, and I really enjoyed her, like, discovery of the Black Rabbit. I just thought that was really cute because I had the Black Rabbit in my mind of, like, what it was going to be eventually, but I really didn't know, you know, I really didn't know how I was going to like intertwine it at the time. And so with the dream and finding the train and Mr. Wan, like, I thought that was just really, that was a really pretty and like nice scene. And then after that, it went real dark. So, you know, it was real, a lot of levity in the early days of this campaign.
Oh, you're missing your pets? It's a cat. I'm up in a tree, I guess. It's up in a tree, looks down. Oh, there's the cat, goes down. Oh, wait, it's a rabbit. Hi there. And they just talk to her. She's like, that's nice.
Yeah, she's like, cool. I love that. I think Jim.
What is up with the rabbit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to know.
Well,
yeah, okay. Is it actually okay. Great?
Okay. Before we get to that, one other question I had real quick. And anyone can kind of answer this kind of like yes or no, but like I think I talked to a couple of you about how similar you wanted your characters to be or how different your characters to be from the session zero. Oh.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, my headphones died.
Oh.
Anyway, so I think I talked to a couple of you guys about like what you wanted your session or your main campaign characters to be like. How similar or different did you guys make your main characters from your session zero characters?
There's not much. No, trauma has severely impacted Willow.
Honestly,
I actually have an answer. That, but Caleb, if you're gonna start, go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go for it. You good.
Okay. I actually tried to make him a bit different, but mainly from a pivotal idea of that Jimmy really had some things going on. And in the session zero, it ended up being that Ivaria helped him cope. And in this one, that didn't really come around very much. So it was his friends and the people around him. And his obsession with keeping them safe, which was the main focus for him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the main difference there.
Cool.
Oh, I lost my train of thought. There it goes, off on an adventure.
Sorry.
Huh?
The Avaria train has left the station.
Bix, your character in the session zero was. Like you all were seniors in session zero, so you were already older. But when you decided to play your character again in the main campaign, did you want them to be similar, have like a similar trajectory, or no?
Like in the beginning, that was kind of how it was. But over time, with all the stuff happening, considering death, and more death, it kind of changed. I would think, anyways.
Yeah. What about you, Ed?
I think I hadn't really figured out the character that much during session zero. And like a lot of the stuff that I had come up with about Juke had to do with being in this kind of like former friendship conflict with Jimmy and Willow, which then we jump like 4 years in the future and they're all friends again. So I think that was the main thing that kind of threw it off, that pushed it in a different direction, was like presumably like this stuff had happened and then that had all changed.
Yeah. In the session zero, you guys were all kind of alive, but also kind of not. And in this game, you all are kind of alive and maybe not. At the end of this game, Trig, what was your thought process in terms of like making your main campaign character?
There wasn't too much of a difference between session zero Caleb and now Caleb. I think the biggest difference was his relationship with Willow, like to an extent that back then there wasn't too much developed outside of character. But then after we did session zero, me and Willow started doing like little character role plays. We started talking about backstories and stuff. And there became a lot of in-depth interactions that I was hoping Caleb and Willow could have. So are we allowed to make some spoilers now? It's the end of the season.
You're free to spoil it up.
Mm-hmm. Bix, safety jacket?
Safety jacket.
So... in one of the little character interactions we had outside a character, Willow had a bit of a traumatic experience, and Caleb came up with the idea about safety jacket. So, as you know, Caleb has this like leather puffy jacket that he wears with him all the time. Whenever Willow was in a traumatic or scared or fearful state, he would always let her wear his jacket. And that was just his way of saying, oh, it's going to be all right. You don't have to think about too many things at the moment. You're okay. I'm here. You are okay. Magic jacket.
And that's beautiful.
I know. And I want to have that moment because, like, it would have been very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Bix, was there any other moments specifically to talk about? Because all I can
actually, Bix, do you want to tell everyone what your objective was from the beginning?
Yeah, so jump into from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so her original plan was because we know that they all used to play, they played the game as kids, and over time they all grew apart in a sense to where, like, you know, Juke left them for some reason. Jimmy and Caleb also grew apart in a way, and her goal was to actually find all the game pieces to get the game back together in a way to bring them all back together.
Oh, that is such a thing that Willow would do, god damn it.
I mean, it kind of worked, not in the way you wanted, but
yeah,
we did all come back together.
Find all the pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
all come back together in the end to die together. So,
yeah. I loved how the first half of this game was just kind of like very light, very like, oh, we're just a bunch of kids. We're just doing some
committing crimes,
adventures. Yeah, we're just trying to get all the pieces of the game, and just normal folks, like normal teenagers, and that was so adorable. So I really loved the relationships that you all kind of had. They were all very different amongst all of you all, and they made sense for the type of like friendship group you were. It was really fun. Those are all my questions. Now, before we get any crazy questions,
you know I'm ready to go off.
Couple of things. The Black Rabbit was originally just a black rabbit. It was originally taken from essentially the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. It was just a lead to follow. And then Aunt Hildy had that horrible role. I mean, and then Aunt Valdalia, you know, turned out to be, you know, someone who was totally fine with just, but it turned into something different later. But my original intent wasn't necessarily to have the whole Aunt Hildy plot line. That only happened because she died.
what was expected to happen to her? Was she not expected to eat the apples and die?
So yes. all of the people that turned, you all saw all of the people that turned back. And the only person, I believe, out of everyone that really saw what happened to them afterwards was Jimmy, because his father started acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why Jimmy's father was acting weird. I was wondering a little
bit.
Like, he seemed aware.
Yes, but you guys, I don't think anyone else really interacted with other people outside, like, afterwards. So not many of you actually saw what happened after they ate the apples, went back to quote-unquote normal, and then interacted with other people. And so I think there's like a disconnect there of like, yes, they were dangerous in that moment, but they were dangerous because you all were supposed to have eaten the apples. Like, they weren't dangerous to each other. Like, right. Everyone was supposed to have eaten the apples that day. So you guys would have been just as affected. The only reason they were dangerous towards you was because they realized that you weren't the same. you know, like body snatching.
Discrimination.
So going back to the rabbit, did it ever have anything to do with Juke's little sister's pet black rabbit, or is that just an insane coincidence?
It was an insane coincidence, yeah.
That's crazy.
So okay. I knew I wanted to have a black rabbit before you said that you had one, and I was like, oh, that's funny.
But it was in the original character, like the write-up mm-hmm. about pets and stuff like that. It was so weird.
That was hilarious because you guys know that I have a pet rabbit. So I was going to put an animal in here to be essentially a white rabbit, but I wasn't going to do a white rabbit because that would have been exactly Alice in Wonderland. And then I was like, I'll do a black rabbit because that's hilarious. And then I can make it like creepy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So that was it.
What was up the typical thing with it?
You were like, don't I have a black rabbit? And I was like, well, now. So now I got to weave that in. Again, love when you guys just create plot points. It makes the game more cohesive.
In that session with Willow's weird dream, you like mentioned the black rabbit, and I was immediately like, oh, it's that rabbit. That's amazing.
That's hilarious. Any other questions?
What did it do?
I get one step at a time, my dear. One step at a time.
Why? Why this? Why that? Why everything?
You'll find out.
I need explanation.
Okay, I do have a question, if it's all right.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like out of control here for a moment. So what I heard from, I'm sorry if I'm taking this from you, Willow, but I'm guessing you want the answer to this too. What was the deal with the rabbit telling Willow to go into the pit? Was that like a red herring?
Was that a trap?
It felt like a trap. Like, why would they want her to go into the pit?
I know. I was really proud of writing that. Yeah, it was supposed to sound like a horrible trap. So I'm glad you all fell for that. No, Willow, unfortunately, was correct. It would have essentially kind of hit like a reset button. And you would have all gone back to like the regular time after Aunt Hildy was able to connect with Willow.
The whole time
you were all that's insane. And I was like, that's true.
I'm sorry. From what the rabbit was doing the entire time, like knocking out Willow, knocking out Caleb twice. Like, I don't think I'd trust a rabbit to escort us to safety if it's been doing nothing but brain blasting us the entire time. Okay.
Well, also, I don't think, Willow, you ever explained anything about seeing the black rabbit in your...
She didn't explain anything ever.
You explained a little bit to Caleb. The fact that she saw one.
So
she didn't explain nothing.
Throughout the whole campaign, I think what made the mystery part of all of these like loose ends so good, because I love a good mystery where you really can't figure out what the ending is. You're like, what is happening? Like, wait, I thought this person did that. I like that because that's why I watch mysteries. I want to see if we can figure it out. I don't want to know what's going to happen at the end already, like 2 seconds in.
I don't want to know.
And I think you guys did a really good job of playing true teenagers. Like, you guys kept things close to your chest unless you thought it was important enough to share. Even amongst your bestest friends, you all had secrets. So, like, Juke never told anyone about Mrs. Yoon, even though he had a weird feeling about her, because it was just a weird feeling about that weird lady that comes around from time to time. You know, like, it some of these things that I kind of put into the game to make you all feel like this could be important, but it wouldn't necessarily be important to this teenage boy or the girl. You know what I mean?
Right.
Teenagers will make fun of you if you tell them that a weird lady gives you weird feelings.
Like, Mrs. Yoon is a weird lady. Like, there's something up with her eyes. Like, she's evil. But I don't know if people would take that well, correct? And Willow was, that type of person where she sort of just did things, like literally just had a thought and then just immediately did them. And so I don't think you guys got like the full story of like her, what was going on with her Aunt Hildy, with like her getting the note, with her seeing the black rabbit that told her that she was her Aunt Hildy, and why she needed to jump into the pit. Like, all of that didn't happen, mainly because you guys were in the middle of combat, but also I don't even know if she really would have taken the time to really fully explain it if you weren't in the middle of combat.
She's like, I need to jump in the pit, I cannot explain.
Yeah. I would have helped you into the pit. I was on Team Rabbit for sure.
Jimmy was never going to help you into that pit.
Yeah.
Like, so rude. You need to trust Willow. She has the best interest in heart.
We had an outside roleplay moment where we legit ended up deciding that they didn't trust each other as much anymore.
And I was like, know, okay, I know.
That's it. That's gonna.
She was
the one getting sacrificed. She knows stuff.
What was that, Em?
I really liked Juke started a couple of times to like share things, specifically with Caleb, like talking about the dreams, and Caleb like completely proved that teenage thing and was like, no, that's dumb. And then Juke was like, oh yeah, I guess that's dumb, I'll never share anything like that again.
Oh god, it was heartbreaking, but it's what he would have said. 100%.
Yeah, no, it was awesome, it was great.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you did like it,
Ruth. Yeah, like it totally
so did not get to give him his present.
Yeah.
She wanted so badly to give y'all your presents. She never got
I think that was appropriate, though, that nobody actually got presents, because the whole point of that first like couple of episodes was all about Caleb, right? It was all about hoping that his birthday would be the thing that would bring you all together. So you all get together, you go to the mall, you're getting gifts for him. But at the end of the day, it didn't actually work.
No.
So you kind of kept your presence, and you know, you're just like, well, what to do now? That was great. I love that.
She didn't give it to him. She just didn't get the chance to.
Yeah, you bought him a nice present.
Yeah, she didn't even get to give it to him.
You could toss Juke's gift into a bottomless pit somewhere.
No, she wants to give it to Juke. It was she already got the present for him to be like, I'm sorry for whatever I did. Can you take this and just know I'm sorry for whatever it was?
Well, now, that would have been so sad, too, because she didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Juke was just a dick.
Juke. I think this will be the wrap-up question here. What do you guys think is at the bottom of the pit?
I'd imagine some kind of creature that consumes people. From my knowledge, at least.
Okay.
The lady does it once she gets out of there. So that has to be someplace.
I think it's a place. I don't know what kind of place, but I think it's a place.
Either it's a Varia or some weird other dimensional place, like where the black rabbit was whenever she was unconscious.
I say three nuns, Mrs. Yoon, Pendle, Juke, and a rabbit.
In the first part of that heist you all did, where Willow created the plot for this entire game because she ate a random apple off the ground and then chucked it into what I had described as a black endless pit that you couldn't see or hear the bottom of. Clearly magical pit, right? Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly magical pit. So then she did, she proceeded to do that, and I went, excellent.
What if I did nothing? What would happen if I did absolutely nothing, huh?
Well, nothing. I think Trig actually asked this, or I think you had made this comment the other day of like, oh, we didn't even get to go to Avaria. So the original campaign, because you guys were getting all of the pieces together, was that you had some options at some point to play the game and go to Avaria and have some sort of adventure there and come back. That was always a possibility. However, you would still be having to fight like the the cult. You would still have to like do flashbacks and go back in time, and like all of that stuff still would have happened. I think things just ramped up because you just did the thing that you did, like you did like the one thing you should not have done. You know,
it's like, oh, how nice.
If you guys just do anything, as long as you don't like chuck an apple,
as long as you don't chuck any singular apple for no various reason, it's well,
it was an interesting misfortune.
Also, what was up with the apple? Like, why didn't it affect her?
Oh, it did.
It did affect.
Yeah, but what way? How?
You made got a good super role. Secretive. Yeah. You stopped being friends with people.
That was not the cause of the apple.
So, if you guys would like to know, I don't know if we're ever going to do a second season, but we're going to wrap up this episode. But I will give you a little pre-spoiler if there's ever another season. The apples do something in particular. The thing that it did to everyone was the wrong thing. That was the mistake. Them turning into these mindless zombies.
Oh.
So did the right thing?
So perhaps what they were trying to do did work, but only for one person.
Oh, no.
Was the whole town attacked twice?
Yes, because they're an insane cult. That's what cults do, you know.
wait, the guy was talking about immortality. Is Will immortal now?
Is Spider Jimmy immortal? I just want to know what happens to Jimmy after this.
Such great questions. And I am sure that the audience will also be asking these questions.
I'm looking forward to the fanfic Spider Jimmy versus Wolf Jimmy.
Yo.
Now that's a whole nother episode.
I'm waiting for the one where Willow is the leader of the Apple Nuns.
Oh.
Well, 2 years down the line, we do a battle royale. Reality
creating. We are going to end up, though. So thank you again to our amazing adventurers that allowed me to provide them with a fun and wholesome, you know, story about a game,
drama,
childhood, and growing into, you know, adolescence. You know, that's basically what this
and
game
death.
Is about.
And death and trauma. Key so parts of any game you seem to host.
Key parts of high school.
Also, why my characters? Why my characters kinda go through
all It's so easy, hon. And you react so well.
So
Thank you, Tanya, for a great game.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you.
And hey, thank you for giving me more PTSD.
Let me get the outro out. Thank you all for listening and coming along with us on this journey. And I hope you enjoy many other campaigns come from the Agent Journey podcast. And hopefully you will see these chaos demons sometimes in the future as well. I am going to go ahead and sign off for the very first time for our very first campaign and the very first post show of the aftermath. So thank you guys again, and everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Forever.
With chaos, and I loved it.
Chaos, death, and trauma. The best ingredients.
Chaos.
Guys, you don't need
them. The D&D group.
Awful, you don't need them.
Thank you all for listening to the Agent Journey podcast. We hope you are enjoying the campaign. Don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on our podcast website, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Lists will be in the description below. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. You can support the podcast on Patreon or join our Discord. Enjoy the journey.